if you inject me with a gene sequence that will make my body manufacture a foreign protein that isn't me, that is a viral protein, my body, every cell in my body that follows that instruction will signal to my immune system that I have been attacked, and my immune system goes to war and attacks and kills every cell that complied with that instruction. And that is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen, to every cell in every tissue in every person who has been thus injected.
I've seen a lot of powerful information, a lot of incredible studies in the last 5.5 years exposing where COVID came from, how it was man-made in the lab in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, shipped to China so it could be released there so they have plausible deniability. And then the fact that the so-called vaccine wasn't a vaccine, it was a deadly, toxic gene therapy. But this latest video by Dr. Michael Yeadon, who was the head of the vaccine program for many years at Pfizer, who retired just a few years before, is so incredible because it's all backed up. We already know all this, but in the short video, he lays out how incredibly premeditated this was and how it's the perfect weapon. First, it orders your body to manufacture a foreign entity, which causes your body to reject itself, just like you reject somebody else's organ that isn't yours, that's implanted in you. Then it produces the spike protein from the HIV virus that's incredibly toxic and attacks the strand of the DNA that is critical in your body repairing cancer. So it makes your body attack itself, makes your body see itself as foreign, autoimmune disease. Then it makes your body mass produce something that triggers cancer and so many other issues. And then the nanolipid particles they use, they know you can't use something like this because it travels to the ovaries, testicles, and liver. This is the perfect weapon, but it doesn't kill everybody and it sickens you over time. Dr. Yeadon's about to break it down. This was premeditated mass murder. Over 30 million people have died extra since the shots rolled out that would have normally. That's bigger than all our major wars and soldiers in the last century that died. That is the reality. Here is the report. This is the most important information ever. Fauci, Gates, all of them need to be going to prison. They're planning new pandemics. They're planning new poison shot rollouts. Bill Gates openly says he wants to reduce world population, but he wants you to take a shot so you don't die. Here's the facts. Share this video like your life depends on it, because it does.
The really important thing I need to tell you about, because this comes from the core of my training and then decades of application of looking for potential toxic vulnerabilities in a medicine. It was in the core of my training to look out for molecules and components that were picked up for good reasons to accomplish some medicinal aim, but might have toxic liabilities. When I describe to you three things about these so-called vaccines that I know as a professional from this industry that gave birth to them must axiomatically cause injury or be known to be risks, I could pick others, but there are three that I know to be true in the heart of my being in training. The first one is we were told that these molecules were gene sequences that encoded something called spike protein. The spike protein, we were told, was on the outside of this virus. Now, I don't agree with that, but this is what we were told, a cartoon like a sphere with spikes coming out of it. We were told these vaccines encoded the protein, the spike protein that sat on the outside of these viruses, and this would train your immune system to fight it off. Ladies and gentlemen, is a really important concept in immunology. It's taught to every person who has a training in immunology, as I did, in the first lesson. What allows your body to treat itself kindly, but to go to war if something untoward is discovered in your body? And the concept is this: self, non-self, or foreign. My body is healthy right now, my immune system that is surveilling all parts of my body is at peace with itself because everything it encounters is known to it to belong to my Eden itself. If you inject me with a gene sequence that will make my body manufacture a foreign protein that isn't me, that is a viral protein, my body, every cell in my body that follows that instruction will signal to my immune system that I have been attacked, and my immune system goes to war and attacks and kills every cell that complied with that instruction. And that is what has happened, ladies and gentlemen, to every cell in every tissue in every person who has been thus injected. The toxicity that you would experience varies tremendously because some people would take it up efficiently, copy it efficiently, make the protein for a long time. I'm afraid those people are mostly dead. Other people took it up poorly, transcribed it poorly and only briefly, and those people are alive. And then there's every continuity in between. But that point, that if you inject an instruction that makes your body make a foreign protein that is not self, your immune system will attack it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know this. This is the principle of tissue matching in organ transplantation. This is the principle behind failed tissue transplants, organ rejection. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the basis behind autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and many others, and neurological diseases where your body destroys itself. That is the first principle that was designed into every company's molecule: Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. So I knew by the middle of 2020 these were designed to cause injury. How much I didn't know, I still don't completely know. But this expert is telling you that they were designed to cause injury. The second really important point to tell you about is what was encoded in these gene-based vaccines, alleged vaccines, is spike protein. I didn't know what spike protein was. It was new to me, but it's the spikes on the outside of this alleged virus that I don't think is real. I could find proteins like it. And I found all of them were known to be toxins, like neurotoxins, cardiotoxins, and things that would prompt blood coagulation. So again, the question, why would you encode in your helpful medicinal product something that, when expressed in your body, would harm you? That's the second thing. There is a third one, which is when I discovered it late in 2020 or early 2021, I have to say I cried. Two of the products made by Pfizer and Moderna were formulated. Every medicine is formulated. You'll be familiar with a tablet. It might be film coated or dry. It might be a capsule of various sizes. It could be a liquid for injection, an inhaler. All of these, you have the active principle, but it's surrounded and protected with something that helps it do its work, hopefully beneficial work. Two of these products were wrapped in something called lipid nanoparticles, or LNPs. Lipid is fat, nano means tiny, particle means little blobs. So they were wrapped in lipid nanoparticles, and I looked them up and I thought, oh, that's quite interesting. They had been used before in certain oncology drugs. But here was the thing, as a toxicologist, when I started researching, I thought, these things are known to be toxic. And the further I explored, here is the shocking thing. Lipid nanoparticles, every one of them tested, is known to promote the uptake of their payload, whatever they were protecting, into the organs inside your abdomen, what's called the visceral organs, and most prominently, liver and your ovaries. So, ladies and gentlemen, the person who picks lipid nanoparticles to formulate these materials knew professionally when it was injected into women and girls, this material would travel around their body and concentrate in their reproductive organs. And then it would do those two things I just described. It would be expressed and your body would recognize it as foreign and kill those cells. It would, when expressed, cause toxicity directly to those cells. And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what possible motivation could you have for doing that when you could have picked half a dozen other means of protecting the drug? And I have to say, at that point, I knew deeply in my heart that the first two observations I made weren't just like mistakes or things they would ride the risks. These three things together told me someone got in a room, someone like me, and said, Dr. Yeadon, design injections that will injure, kill, and reduce fertility in the people you give it to, and design it so that it won't kill everybody, it won't injure everybody, but if we give it to enough people over time, it will lower the fertility in their health and reduce population. And this is what I have watched happen all around me for 5 years since that moment.
I need your support. Please do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. That's helped build and owns and runs the Alex Jones Network. And not just the podcast studio and news studio you've seen. They're building a whole new building in South Austin. And all the equipment and all that stuff's going in. I mean, this is a huge outlay. So we're not taking the funds you send into our sponsor and going to Vegas with it, okay? We are betting it all on America in this war. We are totally committed. And so we are all in. We need you to be all in. The very best supplements, the widest selection, some of the best designs of Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com, that changes the world. This is the house you built. And so continue to breathe life into it. I haven't even gotten into Ultra DNA Revival, anti-cancer, total health, cleaning out your mitochondria. What an incredible product. So you heard of DNA Force? Well, what do you think Ultra DNA Revival is? We had DNA Force, then we had DNA Force Plus. This formula is a lot different, but it's so similar in ways. It's now a new name. The third reformulation. Bovine colostrum is the best. Methylene blue is the best. The Irish sea moss is the best. The turmeric's the best. The shilajit is the best. It's all the best, the best, the best, the best. And people get it and are totally and completely blown away. And when you see those best-selling brands at Whole Foods that cost as much or more as ours, most of our products are just private labels of that. We don't reinvent the wheel. What's the highest rated? What works the best? What has the best studies? What is the cleanest? What is the... Okay, let's approach them. And rarely have one of these companies said, no, we won't private label. We have the new creatine gummies, two different flavors, a daily allowance in each gummy. They taste incredible. You know what creatine does? It's not just for your muscle and overall health. It's the brains where it really works. TheAlexJonesStore.com. 40% off site-wide. All the supplements, all the Patriot Apparel, Ultramethylene Blue, Bovine Colostrum, Ultramethylene Blue Caps, Ultimate CMOS Capsules, Ultimate Life Force, everything else. Everything site-wide, 40% off. And it's almost a lost leader on apparel. The average markup, 60% on apparel. You are insane if you don't give yourself this Christmas the gift of Ultramethylene Blue. And just believe me, buy three or four more bottles for your friends and family because you're going to love it. 99% of people, literally, within 30 minutes, have insane energy and clarity and no letdown. But the real power of it is the long-term effects. Now, be very careful. Talk to your physician before. I'm not going to... Now, we have tens of millions of listeners a day, conservatively, less than 1% ever buy it. If 2% of you would just go get it, you have an 80%+ reorder rate because it works so good, and then I can have a 24-hour network and reporters all over the world, and we'll take down the New World Order. But you've got to invest in people fighting tyranny. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That changes the world. This is the house you built. And so we are all in. We need you to be all in.
This grid holds the key to the future of humanity.
Oh. Master Control, I feel we have an intruder. Someone is hacking into the system.
Sir, Collector, the intruder is a user and an info warrior. Eliminate him!
You picked the wrong user to fight, Sark. I'm an info warrior. Your program's corrupt, and I'm here to erase it.